Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. God be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, who wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored the dignity of human nature, grant that we may share the divine life of him who humbled himself to share our humanity, your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, Save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor, together. A great company, they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water, in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands far away. Say, He who scattered Israel will gather him, and will keep him as a shepherd, a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob, and has redeemed him from hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their fill of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty, says the Lord. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in reading from Psalm 84, antiphonally by whole verse. Those seated on the lector side will read the odd-numbered verses in bold, and those on the choir side will read the even-numbered verses. How dear to me is your dwelling, O God of hosts. My soul has a desire and longing for your courts. My heart and my flesh rejoice in the living God.
The sparrow has found her a house, and the swallow a nest where she may lay her young. By the side of your altars, O God of hosts, my ruler and my God.
Happy are they who dwell in your house. They will always be praising you.
Happy are the people whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on the pilgrim's way.
Those who go through the desolate valley will find it a place of springs, for the early rains have covered it with pools of water.
They will climb from height to height, and the God of gods will be revealed in Zion.
O God of hosts, hear my prayer. Hearken, O God of Jacob.
Behold our defender, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed.
Reading from the letter to the Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed us on us in the Beloved. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that, with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. A life of faith, walking the pilgrim's way, as the psalmist puts it, is a life dedicated to walking ever more deeply into the mystery of the divine. But figuring out the direction to walk isn't always easy or obvious. We're given glimpses of where and how we are to go, but there's often a lot of confusion and uncertainty along the way. One thing that is certain is when we think we have everything all figured out and know what we're doing, that's when we need to watch out. As St. Augustine says, if you think you comprehend God, that's not God. When you notice you're feeling certain, that's a clue to really pay attention and to begin to seriously wonder. There's an ancient spiritual practice that can help us feel a bit more comfortable with this uncertainty. And here's how it goes. Whenever you think or hear or read something about what God is, God is merciful. Well, say, God is merciful. And then say, God is not merciful. And then move on to God is not merciful. And it shakes you up a little bit. It's good for when we're sure who God is or when we're sure what God wants us to do. And it's good to practice even before we're sure, so we're good at it when we need it. It helps us loosen up our definitions of God, because definitions by definitions are boundaries. There's what's in and there's what's out. What is that word? What isn't that word? But when it comes to things like God, well, we don't want to hold those things too tightly. Or we've suddenly constructed an idol, and we know that's not good at all. So this practice, it helps us hold our understandings lightly with an open hand rather than with a closed fist. Now in the gospel story, Herod is the one who thinks he understands all he needs to know about God and about the path he, Herod, should be walking. Strangers from a strange land have shown up in Jerusalem. They have seen a new star rising in the east. These people, they know about stars, and they know this one is calling them on a journey to something important. And they know where they're going, but they kind of don't know where they're going. If they'd had a really clear idea, they would have gone straight to Bethlehem rather than wasting time by going into Jerusalem. And they certainly never would have asked Herod for directions. Herod just wasn't that kind of king. You see, the wise ones are sure, and they're not sure. And they're not sure about what they're being called to. They're seeking and open to discovering something new. Herod, though, he is sure. He's not about to consider something new, and that's why he tells them to go find this thing they've come looking for and then come back and tell him where it is so he can end it. You know, it's interesting that this star shining in the heavens is not visible to everyone. Herod's court had astrologers too, and they told Herod they knew about it, but they couldn't see it. What kind of star is that? You would think the wise ones could have pointed it out to them. Maybe it's not a star. Matthew calls it a sign. Maybe some people are shown a particular sign, and others are given a different sign. Herod didn't see the star. This sign from heaven, which is a star and not a star and not a star. But he's sure he knows what it means. And he knows how he's going to respond. Herod and his court have some nicely constructed idols, thank you very much. And they are not wildly unpredictable. They do not suggest realignment of the social order. And they have nothing to do with seen or unseen or unnoticed lights shining in the darkness. They say, not on your life. We're staying closed up here in the dark where we know how things are. But the wise ones, they're willing to look up and see the light, and they are sure, and they're not sure. And they're not sure, and so they keep going. They get to Bethlehem, to a stable, where they're overwhelmed with joy. They could not possibly have understood all that the stable held for them and for the world, but I think they knew that in some mysterious way, God deciding to be born in human form was a way of God opening up the treasure chest in God's own heart and presenting to the world a great gift of love. And in response to that, those wise ones, they opened up their treasure chests too. Perhaps wooden ones containing gold and frankincense and myrrh, but also the treasure chests in their hearts, opening up what was most precious to them and laying it before the Christ child. It couldn't have been easy, all that wondering and unknowing and giving of their deepest treasures. Still, I would imagine that if we asked them, they would tell us the journey was worth everything it cost them, and that they received far more than they gave. That's all we hear about them, other than they did not go back to Herod's court. They had received enough signs on their journeys to know to go home a different way. Now, of course, as with all scripture stories, the story of the Magi can be ours, too. A friend told me a story about a road she was being shown, and she gave me permission to share it with you as long as the names were changed to protect the innocent and the not-so-innocent. We'll call her Denise. Denise and her mother and Denise's grown daughter were going to go Christmas shopping together. They'd been planning it for a long time. But at the last minute, her daughter called and said she wouldn't be able to make it. She was going to spend the day with friends instead. But the next day, she had time to go to lunch with them if they could do that. Denise was livid. She was so upset at her daughter for flaking on these plans they had made and for expecting others to adjust their schedules to suit her. And she thought about it some more, and she realized she was really upset because she knew her mother would be upset and hurt, and that embarrassed Denise. Thinking even more, she became angry with her mother for possibly being so sensitive. And she also wanted to yell at her daughter, which made Denise angry with her daughter for maybe taking offense if Denise did yell. Now, I hope you've noticed that nothing has actually been said to anybody yet. It's all in her own mind, but it's getting bigger and worse. And then she said, suddenly it was as if Jesus was standing in front of her, saying, forgive them and forgive yourself and let it go. Now, people had been giving Denise this kind of advice about this kind of situation for years, but she had never liked it. But all of a sudden, she had a glimpse of what it could really mean if she took it, and how she would feel if she could live that way, the way Jesus was showing her. She couldn't describe it exactly, but she said it felt strangely peaceful. The problem was she wasn't used to feeling peaceful, and that made her nervous. So instead of feeling peaceful, she felt not peaceful. And then she realized how ridiculous that was, because she was perfectly capable of feeling not peaceful. She just wasn't sure if she wanted to. Now, I'm not going to tell you whether or not Denise decided to follow this star she was being shown to accept her daughter and mother as they are, rather than as the way she would like them to be, to fully receive the gift of forgiveness from Jesus to use in her life, and to follow a new light shining in the darkness, to take a different road home instead of the one back through Herod's court. I'll leave you to think about what you would do, or not do, or not do. As we walk the path of life, we live a life of faith, and we receive treasures untold from the heart of God. We're shown stars that can lead us down strange paths to places where we find ourselves called to bring forth the treasures from our own hearts, some of which were buried so deep we didn't even know they were there a moment before. And always there are questions, and always there are boundaries to be pushed a little wider if we accept the mysterious directions that help us on our way. Thanks be to God.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation, and came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit in the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, and acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for God's holy church and for the world which God made and loves.
Holy God, creator of the universe, we thank you that you hear us when we pray. We are grateful for all your gifts to us, especially the gift of your Son who came to live a human life with us. As you guided the Magi to Bethlehem by a star, guide us to come worshipfully to you. Glory to God in the highest.
And peace to all people on earth.
We pray for our world. We pray for those who govern and hold positions of authority among the nations. Lord, you sent your news of peace and goodwill to shepherds and sent them to see the babe lying in a manger. Let your good news be fulfilled everywhere on earth for all people. Glory to God in the highest. We pray for your church. We pray especially for our presiding bishop Sean, our bishop Megan, and for all who serve Christ and build up the beloved community. By your Spirit, strengthen your people for their work and ministry. As you sent your angels to share the good news, send us to show your light to the world. Glory to God in the highest. We pray for one another, for our grandparents, parents, children, and all family and friends through whom we learn to love and be loved. We thank you for all who care for us as Joseph cared for his family, and we ask you to help us love one another as you first loved us. Glory to God in the highest. We pray for those who are sorrowful, distressed, or lonely. We pray for all people who have to be separated from loved ones. We ask you to comfort us as Mary comforted the baby Jesus when we are afraid. We ask you for the grace to serve you as we find you in the poor, the hungry, the homeless, and the sick. We pray for the repose of the soul of Jim Frankie, and for his family and friends who mourn. Glory to God in the highest.
And peace to all people.
Almighty God, you have poured upon us the new light of your incarnate word. Grant that this light, enkindled in our hearts, may shine forth in our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through the grace of Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated for the announcements.
Good morning. I'm Susan Stone. I'm a member of the vestry. Hey, everything's back to normal today. We have godly play. We're finished with the Christmas season. Today we're looking at Epiphany. Do you know anything about Epiphany besides the 12 days of Christmas that you've been singing for years and never wondered why they were talking about 12 days? Okay, after church, go into the parish hall, and Pamela is going to be talking about Epiphany. And we're all going to learn stuff today, important stuff. Next week is the bonfire, speaking of Epiphany bonfire. And this sounds like a lot of fun, where we're going to be roasting marshmallows and making s'mores. I'll bet we're the only church in town that's doing that. On Sunday, January 25th, is our annual meeting. So if you are a ministry leader or chairman of a committee, you should write up an annual report and submit it to the church office no later than January 12th. You can nominate yourself for the vestry. Some of you have never been on the vestry, and I know that you would find it very interesting, and I encourage you to go ahead and nominate yourself and find out what it's all about, and not just have the same people doing all the stuff at this church. Let's get some new people doing it. Nominate yourself. So you know every week we bring food. Well, hopefully you bring food. And that goes to, this week it's going to Dixon Family Services. Sometimes it goes to the university. Sometimes it goes to, most of the time it goes to steak. But every week, bring one little can or package of food. And thank you everyone who did stuff over Christmas. We had the plate offering, which went to steak, and that was $3,637. That's wonderful. And we had lots of people bringing food for the shelter at Paul's Place. And let's see, we had lots of people decorating this for Christmas. So we have a lot of good helpers. We appreciate it. And later today, if you want something interesting to do in the parish house, will be a gathering with the scouts. And they will be doing several different things that I think would be fun. And let's see, I think I'm covering everything, but I hope you will take this home and make some notes on your calendar at home so you can pay attention to what's going on. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Susan. If anyone has celebrations or milestones, we didn't have any sent in to us, I would encourage you to come up to the Eagle, that's where I'm standing, so you can use the microphone. We encourage you to let us know if there's a birthday or an anniversary, but also other kinds of milestones. While you're thinking of that for just a second, I did want to pause, and there's a very difficult topic, which is that the Episcopal Church has put out a statement on the U.S. intervention in Venezuela, and I thought it was important that I read part of that to you so you know what our national church is saying about this. It says, "The people of the Episcopal Church offer prayers for our beloved siblings in Christ in the Episcopal Diocese of Venezuela and for people across the region following the U.S. military operation that removed President Nicolas Maduro. Episcopalians in Venezuela carry out vital ministries in increasingly challenging conditions, and we fear for their well-being and their church community if these military interventions and any form of U.S. occupation lead to more instability and violence." And it goes on. I'll go ahead and send the text of this and a link to it in our e-news that comes out on Friday, because I think it's really important for us to know how the church is able to speak out and where we want our voice to be heard. And I also really encourage you, if you are there are organizations locally or beyond that you can get involved with. I'll also send information about the Episcopal Peace Fellowship, which is one of our church groups. And pray. I think prayer is the most important thing we can be doing right now. We talk a lot about peace on earth during the Christmas season, and we are unfortunately far from that right now. I see in the back, big change of topic, we have ushers with goodie bags. And so if you are new here, you're visiting, there are no strings attached, but if you raise your hand, we won't call on you, but we will bring you a goodie bag. That's the only way we can see who is new and who gets a goodie bag. It has some information about the church and also chocolate, I don't know, other good stuff. So please let the ushers know if you would like a goodie bag. I know I see some new faces, but I won't point you out. For communion, we have communion at the altar rail. You come forward down the center aisle, and the usher will let you know when to find your place at the altar rail. We start from the back and fill around to the front. You can kneel or stand. And when the communion comes to you, you will receive the bread into your hand, and you can consume it at that point and then wait for the chalice to come and you can drink from the chalice, or you can hold the bread when you receive it, and the person coming with the chalice will take it from you and tinct it into the cup and hand it back to you so that you can consume the two together that way. Either way is fine. You can also cross your arms saying you'd prefer to just have a blessing. And all of our bread is homemade communion bread. It is gluten-free and vegan, and we welcome all to come to the table. Anyone with a... Yeah, you do. Great.
My daughter had a birthday last Saturday, so... Oh,
awesome.
And I need to have this one.
Okay. You know, I just thought of something, because I always say it doesn't have to be like a happy celebration, so I will share a milestone that's a little on the sad side. Oh, Colette has one.
I have a house.
Yay! We're so happy to welcome Colette back to Davis, and now that she has a place to live, that's even better. Gwyneth. No, you go ahead.
I'd like to share with you the birth of my granddaughter, Stella Colette Bruche, on December 29th, and the brilliance and beauty of her parents, my son Andrew, my now daughter Lindsay, and Stella's almost five-year-old brother Jack.
Oh, John Dolan.
Our dog, Poppy, had an amputation and a cancer-free.
Yeah. She's not quite a little tripod, but she's on her way. Well, I was just going to share for some of you who know my stepmom, Eve, that she has moved. And so it was wonderful having her here with us for quite a long time. But she moved on to Minneapolis, where her younger son lives. And so we'll miss her. And so that is a milestone in our family as well. I think that's everything. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Gaudete, gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine, gaudete, 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 Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine, gaudete. Tempus agas gratiae, homo docamatus, armina netitiae,
of the Virgin Mary, his mother, so that we might be delivered from the bondage of sin and receive power to become your children. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn
to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. For in these last days you sent Jesus to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In Christ you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In Christ you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Savior Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember Christ's death, we proclaim Christ's resurrection, we await Christ's coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Savior of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, through whom we are acceptable to you, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with blessed Martin and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your children. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Please rise as we send out our Eucharistic visitors.
Maria and Diane, we send you forth bearing these holy gifts that those whom you visit will share in Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Amen. Our prayers go with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of Christ and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. May Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and things heavenly, fill you with his joy and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Thanks be to God.